Hello?
Hello, Mr. Driscoll?
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, sir. This is Officer Moreno with Azusa Police Department.
With who?
Azusa Police Department.
Azusa? Okay.
What can I do for you, sir? I heard you were trying to contact Mr. McMahon earlier today.
Yes, I was. I'm trying to get a city-to-city exchange to my local police department because my local police department has violated my rights on... And I need to have my rights being protected. And your person that you're talking to apparently is a code enforcement person from the government.
Yes, sir. For Azusa.
Yeah.
For Azusa.
So I would like to have his assistance in that I need my rights to be protected so I can have an interface to my local police department.
You're losing me for a second. What is this in regards to you, though?
Okay, I'll put it in a very simple statement.
Okay.
I have been a targeted individual of gang stalking for 15 years. And on the site of the National Institutes of Health, there was a paper released as of April 6, 2020, that defines gang stalking as a valid and real thing. So I need to be able to bring that paper into my local police department so they can actually follow and find a solution for this. I live in San Bernardino.
Okay. And let me ask you a question. What is stopping you from going in and filing a police report with them?
I'll explain this to you.
Okay.
Gang stalking is not single stalking. A single stalker is not gang stalking. They are completely two different things. The National Institutes of Health paper that is on the NIH.gov repository of health-related documents defines the exact need. If I go into the police department right now, they're going to treat this as a single stalking case and intake the matter from that point of view, and it will be a complete waste of time. So I need to have this document put into reference. I have it printed out here, and I have it right here. It's the Feminology of Gang Stalking, a Context Analysis Subjective Experiences. It was published on April 6, 2020. And I can give you some highlights. But basically, it has in the conclusion, it's section 3.1, that the stories that are told in this, that none of the 50 stories have had their gang stalking terminated. None of the stories here, and so too is mine. The longest case that's noted here is 22 years. Mine is 15 years. I have to have some sort of acknowledgement that I am being gang stalked by a particular faction of our culture, and that I need to find a resolution for this, sir.
Okay. But let me ask you this. How does Rick McMahon play into you getting a documentation report for being stalked by the gang?
Because he's a code enforcement person.
Yes, he's a code enforcement for the city of Azusa.
I know.
So you live in San Bernardino, correct?
Yeah, okay, I'll explain this another way, too. Do you know who Mike Byers is? Do you know who Officer Mike Byers is? Mike Byers. Have you heard of him? Officer Mike Byers. Do you know who he is?
Yes, I do know who he is. He does not work for us anymore, sir.
I understand that. I understand that. He is now in the county of San Bernardino. He works for the district attorney's office.
Uh-huh.
And I can't get him to acknowledge the same, equation.
Okay.
So your former officer is what places me into the Rosa to continue to try to get a city-to-city police exchange so I can go, safely.
Okay.
With confidence that my story is going to be taken, seriously, and that I can have an interface to my police department.
So, just so you understand, Rick McMahon works for City of Azusa Code Enforcement.
I understand
that,
sir.
He has no state or power over San Bernardino or any
That's
other...
That's not what I'm trying to say, sir. What I'm trying to say is that if he were to understand the materials that I had given him, then he could advise me how to proceed with the code enforcement, the actual code that is related to it. You know, that's what I'm trying to get from him. Not that he would be able to correspond with the city police, but he would be able to give me some confidence and some knowledge that I can go and have a nice conversation with the police department without them dismissing me.
So, is code enforcement...
What does that mean, by the way?
They enforce the codes of, like, municipal codes, basically, and housing and stuff like that. He has no, say, over penal codes, vehicle codes. It's all whatever the city of Azusa municipal codes are.
Oh, it's municipal then. It's not, it has nothing to do with state codes. This is where I'm going to have to go to. It's the California Department of Justice or the FBI if I can't get a local interface to my police.
You can contact FBI. My suggestion to you, sir, is Officer Byers, even though he does not work here and he works for, was it Riverside or San Bernardino?
He works for the county of San Bernardino's district attorney's office.
So I don't believe that he actually works for them. He does their social media.
Yeah.
You have every right to go into that police department or San Bernardino Sheriff's Department and speak with a deputy there. Officer Byers, or I don't know what he is, there's no way for him to stop you from doing that.
Go ahead.
If you have a general complaint or a right to be there, you can always go in there and talk to somebody. Officer Byers does not work for the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department.
No, I'm gonna read you something, sir, and I would really like you to just, you know, be patient for a minute. And I'm gonna read you from this paper. It's the NIH.gov repository, and I have everything highlighted in this paper. You know, actually physically paper. Okay, this says 3.0 results. 3.1, length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives describe their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they have been gang stalked for lengthy periods of time, e.g. one mentioned being seen seven psychologists during a period of being targeted. Another described having been targeted while living in three different countries. The shortest case was described as begun a few months ago, and the longest continued for 22 years. And that is the length of stalking. Mine is 15 years. I can't get anybody to acknowledge that this is not a single stalking, you know, one-to-one. It's a gang stalking incident.
What gang is stalking you? Do you know?
It's not a gang in that regard.
Okay.
I'll try to explain it to you the best way.
Who's stalking you, Mr. Driscoll?
I'll try to explain this to you the best way, sir. There is no way to personally identify these people. What they do is they are on social media or they're out there in the community. And this, by the way, this has been going on before the internet. And since I have a profile or a digital footprint or visibility, and what they do is they coalesce with other people that have like-minded, and then they form a group mind or a group coalition, and then several people start attacking me online. They stole my car a few months ago, and it just goes on and on and on.
Let me ask you this. Did you file a police report when your car was stolen?
Yes, I did.
Do you happen to have that report number with you?
Let me see. Where is it?
Find it. And then if you get a chance, what are you reading that from? I know you keep giving me a name, but what are you reading that article from?
You know what the NIH.gov is?
NIH.gov?
NIH.gov. It's the National Institutes of Health.gov. It's the repository of health-related documents,
okay.
Research studies.
And what was the section?
The paper is titled The Feminology of Gang Stalking.
Okay.
gang stalking, a content analysis of subjective experience. I can give you the links if you want.
Sure.
Okay, let me go actually on my computer because it's a little easier to...
Oh, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, what was your... did you have prior contact with Officer Byers in the past?
The answer would be yes.
What was that contact for?
About 2 months ago, I went onto the Facebook exchange for the County of San Bernardino District Attorney. I did not know who he was prior to this.
Okay.
And so I went onto the Facebook page, and I have my call recordings and my interactions with him.
Okay. This,
I have all of this, you know, it proceeds to become muddied and not addressing what I have now is this paper. I did not have this paper until like 2 weeks ago. I didn't know about this paper. So if I had known about this paper when I first met Mr. Byers, or Officer Byers, it may have been gotten to a different area. But everybody just does not treat this matter as a serious matter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm going to give you the link.
Okay.
It's NC, I'm gonna just go real fast, and then I'll slow it down and do it character by character. It's http://ncbi.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc717813/4. Okay, that was just real quickly. You can find this on Google.
All right.
The title is called The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang Stalking, a Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. It's published online April 6, 2020. The authors are Lorraine Sheraton, David V. James, and Jaden Roth.
Okay, I'm listening to you.
Okay. What? I didn't hear you, sir.
No, I said, I'm listening to you, sir. I don't want you to think I'm not listening to you.
Okay. The key words for this is phenomenology, stalking, gang stalking, group stalking, prevalence, and psychological sequelae, whatever that word is. And it has an introduction. It's a, you know, a research findings paper is what it is, sir.
Okay. I'll
talk to you
later. All right, so you're aware of it, I will look up that... that site later.
Okay,
just my concern is speaking with Mr. McMahon, Rick McMahon over at Code Enforcement.
Yeah.
Obviously, he would like to help you, but the concern is that he doesn't know how to help you because, like I told you, he only deals with municipality for the laws. But
like I'm trying to say, sir, I'm trying to get a person of authority to either give me direct advice how to deal with the police department or do an introduction that I can then proceed to have an opening of what I need. You understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yes, I do understand, sir. So I want you to understand. You have a concern that you have with Mr. McMahon. But he has a lot of concern in regards to you because you had made a comment or you said that you were going to... you have all this information, you're going to put it online for everybody to see?
I would like to have somebody actually respond to me, sir. I can tell when they're actually opening and reading my document, my you know, threads, because I have read on, you know, real-time read, but they don't respond. They don't actually click the links, and they're over on the other end of that screen doing nothing but wasting my time. I'm trying to press them to respond is all I want.
Do you understand? One of the reasons why he couldn't respond to you is because he can't give you an answer.
Sir, I'm going to tell you right now. Anybody from anywhere can respond. He can respond that he can't help me. He can respond whatever he wants to respond.
True. Yeah, you should have probably said, I don't understand what you're asking, or I can't help you with
that. Yeah, that's exactly what I would have liked. all I am getting from my end, my perception of what is going on, is he's just ignoring what I'm telling him. He's not addressing the reading of my text, you know, and then he's not linking to what I need, and he's just moving on in his day, and he's not a person. Then he's just a trained robot. You know what I mean? He's not an actual human person on the other end of that. And it's hurtful, sir, to do that to another person.
And I understand that, and that's something I'll bring up with him when I speak to him again.
Okay.
But I just want you to understand that what he told me was the reason he couldn't respond to you is because of the fact that he didn't know how to help you.
Say that.
He probably should have said that.
I'm getting is a complete silence wall, sir. I'm getting a complete silence wall, and that's not right.
No, I understand.
I appreciate you being on this call. It's important. And by the way, all of my calls are recorded. It has nothing to do with you or this day. I've been gang stalked for a period of 15 years. I've been having call recordings or been about 5 years on my device. So this call is going to be put into the record. I don't remember your name right now, but I'm going to tell you my name. My name is James Martin Driscoll, D-R-I-S-K-I-L-L. Please look up my name on Google, and you'll find that I have some social media tags. Hashtag HIV untreatable is one of them. I don't have an interface to my doctor care. My doctor care completely has been fucked up, seriously. I don't have a doctor since March of 2019, and as of April 10th, that's a few days after this document that I'm referencing was issued, my doctor died. My last doctor died. He's supposed to have died from a stroke. But I have a feeling, because I was trying to bring this stuff up in my medical care, I have a feeling he committed suicide, sir. I can't prove it. I just have my suspicions.
So, Mr. Driscoll, just so you understand, since you are a resident of San Bernardino, and you're getting gang stalked from there, you would have to go to San Bernardino Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, I know. I understand, sir. What you're telling me is not what I'm trying to say.
I know.
Problem here, sir, is it follows me. Wherever I go, it follows me. It's been following me for 15 years.
I understand that. Have you tried changing any of your social media pages?
I know that it is very difficult for you to see my position. I worked for the San Bernardino Public Library when I was 18. I built their computer lab, sir, when I was 18. I know what I'm doing. It follows me anyway. There's no way out of this except for to have some sort of authority take command of this and have some intervening of common rationality.
There's nothing the city of the Jews, the police department can do for you.
Yes, you can, sir. You can understand that you and I are two people on this planet. And I'm being gang stalked for a period of 15 years, and there are other people. No, sir. There are other people also that fall. And there are people in the city of Azusa, that are being gang stalked as well. Because the law enforcement does not take the command of this matter.
There's going to be a documentation report taken about this incident.
Yeah.
Regarding any of the emails and the phone calls that you sent to Mr. McMinn.
That's fine.
I would suggest that if you have his information, you delete it.
I'm going to issue him a restatement of my intention because I have this call recording. He should have just replied to me.
And I understand that. And like I said, I will talk to him about that.
Okay, that's all that would have taken place. If you had replied, sir, none of the other actions would have followed through.
Thank you. One more question, Mr. Driscoll?
Yes.
What are your intentions with his personal information? If he responds to you, is it just going to be like, and he Like I told you, he tells you he does not have any way of helping you.
He does not need to respond to me. You're responding for him. So okay. That's not a problem. But I will tell him so my intentions are straight with him.
Information not out there.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. But I just don't want you to post any of his personal...
My deadline was Friday, Friday at 5, for him to respond. It wasn't like I was going to do it immediately. I wanted to have a human being at the other end of a connection to respond to me, sir.
Okay.
That's all I wanted.
Okay.
And that's you right now, obviously.
Just so you know, when I talked to Mr. McMahon, he contacted his supervisor, and they contacted their attorney, and he was told not to... respond to you. So it was a higher up that told him not to respond.
Well, he should have responded originally before I even made that statement.
But he can't respond if his supervisor tells him not to, though.
I'm talking about prior. Prior to me issuing that, receiving, I did a basic introduction to the matter, right? So he read it and then ignored it. So he just continued to ignore me. So that's all it was.
I don't know the answer for that. I guess I could ask him later, but like I said, my concern is, and the police department's concern is that you don't post any of his personal information, because if you do, that's a crime. They'll issue us a restraining order against you.
It's a crime only the fact that I made it intention so that it would get out of the silence. And for that, sir, you are talking to me, and don't worry about my intentions. I will straighten it up and make it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your cooperation, Mr. Driscoll. I understand that you have some concerns, and I would be concerned about being gang-stalked for 15 years as well.
Thank you.
My suggestion to you as a police officer to you is contact San Bernardino Police Department. Regardless of Officer Byers has anything to do with that, you still have a right to go in there and file a police report.
But the police report will not serve anything if they don't know how to process the information.
And I get it, and if they need to contact, like you said, FBI or whoever, then they could follow that process. But you would have to do the report first to have it documented.
I understand, and believe me, this problem has been, this solution, I'm saying, this document has only been since April 6th. So it's
Mr. Driscoll, I gotta go. I got a couple calls I gotta go handle. So,
can I get your name again? I didn't catch it.
It's Officer Moreno. Moreno.
Okay, Moreno?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, sir. You have a good day.
You too.